Cause we got the alternative energy. Molecular free autonomy.
And welcome to the Radioactive Show, produced at the studios of 3CR Melbourne and heard nationally on the Community Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to this International Women's Day edition of The Radioactive Show. I'm Michaela and today we'll be sharing the voices of some of the women who are boldly standing up for country and culture against the federal government's proposal for a national nuclear waste dump on Adnyamatna country in the Flinders Ranges. They're also facing the state government's proposal to import high-level international nuclear waste from around the world. For over two decades of successive federal government's attempts to impose a radioactive waste dump on unwilling communities, Aboriginal women's voices have been at the forefront of the successful campaigns to stop this radioactive racism. The recordings we'll hear today feature Adnyamatna women Regina McKenzie, Enos Marsh, Gillian Marsh, Vivian McKenzie and Levine McKenzie. First up, we'll hear Regina and Enos speaking at the Exposure Community Expo on Radioactive Waste in Port Augusta in September last year.
It's our children that these waste dumps are going to affect. How can we sing our songs like that to our kids when we got poison on the land? When our storylines are being impacted by the white man? You know, they're putting stuff, they've got no respect for what we thing. How can us women still sing our songs when they put poison on something on our Seven Sisters storylines? This is the thing that I want to put out to the white society. Our belief and our culture is under attack. Long time ago, they used to shoot Arnold and Euros. They used to poison us. They used to do a lot of bad things, but they still poison us because they're still trying to put waste dumps and poison next to Aboriginal communities. Every waste dump is next to an Aboriginal community. And the thing is that I might be sounding like I'm getting a bit paranoid, but the thing is, I don't think I am because they keep putting it next to our people. They tested the bomb on our people. They always testing things, putting it near us, because they think that we are a minority people. That's why they're picking on Arnawa people, on Aboriginal people, on Euros. And you know, I don't like the word Indigenous because, like, if I ask you, Kat, where are you born, Kat? No. Melbourne. She is Indigenous to Melbourne. That's what Indigenous mean. All right? The word Aboriginal means, it means in Latin, the original inhabitants of the land. Every time we write a letter, always write Aboriginal first. Then when, like Charlie said, you put Aboriginal and then you put Eura or Arnawa. You put these words in because that word Indigenous is not a good word. I don't like it.
John Howard.
But the thing, that's John Howard's word, okay? They keep trying to put labels on us. We are who we are. Like, we have our countries. We have our nations. This, at the moment, the national waste dump is on my father's country. My father's country is at the moment, it's been named on a place. And we need help from everybody to say no to this waste dump. And it's not a good place. And the thing is, like I keep saying, this poison does not discriminate. It's going to poison not only Blaffalo, it's going to poison Waffalo as well. Then we've got to take in where they're going to bring it in, all the roads they're going to use, if they're going to bring it by sea. It's going to poison anywhere and everywhere if they have accidents. They always have accidents. But the thing is that what I want to say about this waste dump, I was fighting with it from the first time to six sites. We went to Canberra, they wouldn't even speak to us. All six sites. That minister would not speak to us. They only spoke to me and Vivian after, when they was in care mode, caretaker mode. And you know, it's just the audacity of the governments, how they look at us Aboriginal people. They believe that, they keep saying to us, we must give up our rights and our culture for the good of the state. You know, that's wrong. We're the first people. When we say no, we mean no. And I know that the Adnyamatna people, they've always said no. We've been out there saying no all the time. And I just want to say that this state, we all should say no, because it is a white folks thing too. Because our mura is our past, our present and our future. And whether we like it or not, white fellas part of our present at the moment. And you white fellas, you're part of our future as well. You should be learning about our culture. You should be educated in Aboriginal, Aboriginal culture, Euro culture, so that you'll understand us better. And you'll understand why we say no to these places. When mining companies and that take out big hills, they're taking out our storyline, our book. They're ripping out the pages of our book. The land is our book. When we're taught little, we walk along the land and we're told stories and read it from the land. That's the thing that our people are missing out on. Every time these things happen, put in place, they rip all the pages out of our books. And we can't tell those stories no more because they're not there no more. And that's why it hurts us so much. And that's why I'm saying no to this waste dump, because it's in a very significant woman's site. It's going to affect all women, not just women in the Flinders Ranges. It's going to affect all the women, because it's on a Seven Sisters storyline. And that's what I just want to say, no to the dump.
First of all, we had six sites, six nominated sites in South Australia. And suddenly, there was only one. I got this phone call 2:30 in the morning from the advertiser to tell me this on my mobile phone, that there is now one site for the nuclear waste dump. And, all kinds of things happened to me. And I described it to the citizens' jury. I felt as though I'd been struck a blow to the back of the head with an axe. And immediately, quite a few people started crying. And I thought, hey, this is when I'm supposed to be crying. But no, I was the wrong one. The strong one. I wanted to go on and explain just how it affected our people and me, my family, my cousins, the Mackenzie family at Yapala, the Biliwara and the Yurras. And we sang a song last night about a place called Biliwara, and the group of family, the Mackenzie family, they are called Biliwara Aboriginal Corporation. And they are on an IPA, an Indigenous Protected Area, which is 500 metres, approximately 500 metres away. That is where the government wants to put the waste down. And it's on a fault line. It's on a sacred site. It's in an area where there's fossilised bones. So it's an ancient burial site. It's Munda Place. And when I say Munda Place, and a lot of you will know, it's a sacred spiritual place. You do not dig up something that's been there for 60,000 years. It's wrong, it's irresponsible, and it must not happen.
We just heard Regina McKenzie and Ines Marsh speaking at a community expo on radioactive waste in September 2016. You're listening to 3CR and this is our International Women's Day special, 24 hours broadcast of Women's Voices. Now we'll hear from Gillian Marsh speaking in Melbourne at the Sustainable Living Festival in February.
Nunga Yura, Nunga Wunyu, welcome everybody. The Narna Mutanarpo Anna Vesini Veni Muni Muni Yarnanda Mapolu Yartaru. So what are we gonna do? What can we do about this big poison stuff coming to our land? Wouldn't government Anna Nangaidla Wandu Pandu Narpolu Kapara? What will the white man's government do to repair reconciliation? Yuraru kaparu. Butchu waru matan yura artu. Nawala waru nani. Aboriginal reconciliation is ancient law, Aboriginal law of long ago. Wouldn't your government, butchu any yaru yaru idle ikartaku. white man's government is sitting there ignoring this. That's exactly what they're doing to us with this proposal for waste again on Aboriginal land. Those were the words that my mother shared when she took part in the Royal Commission that Jay Weatherill's South Australian government commissioned. They commissioned this investigation, this Royal Commission, that was always only ever going to be about finding a place to store nuclear waste. And they thought the Royal Commission was going to justify it, but it didn't. And one of the key reasons it didn't stack up is because even their own economic specialists that they hired to do the job said this doesn't stack up economically. And us, as Adnyamat Nuyura, we said, no, this doesn't stack up culturally either. But that was very low on the list of investigation as part of the Royal Commission. Then the next step that the government put money into was instigating the opportunity for a citizens' jury. So they ran these two rounds of citizens' juries by Democracy Co. in South Australia. And through those citizens' juries, people like my mum had the opportunity to come along and speak in front of a group of people like you here today. Because one of the big things that many of us complained about with the Royal Commission was the Ngawala, the language that was used to run this Royal Commission. It was all Wunya Ngawala, no Yura Ngawala. Yura Ngawala was just non-existent. We were the ones that had to keep pushing our language to the forefront because for us that was an important part of how we explain what we're feeling and what our concerns are. So for people like my mum, going along and being part of the citizens' jury was very helpful for her because she could just talk. And talk she did. Yura Ngawala Wangangu, Wunya Ngawala Wangangu. And she made a big impression, as did all of the Aboriginal speakers who had the opportunity to take part. And as a result of the findings that came out of both rounds of the citizens' jury, it was after the findings were released, it was very obvious that once again this was a dead project. It should never have been part of a Royal Commission. There should never have been even a citizens' jury. There was no need to because the public of South Australia were very clearly, very eloquently, from all different angles, from social, cultural, economic, from all different angles, the people of South Australia were saying no, they don't want a waste dump facility, not in the Flinders Ranges, not anywhere in our country, because the people of Maralinga and Emu Ridge have suffered enough. They're still suffering today, as many of us are across South Australia, from the impacts of the bombs, the bomb testing that took place there. Decades later, generations later, those people are still suffering. So we've had enough. We don't want any more of the nuclear industry in our backyard, and definitely not for thousands of years.
We've just been listening to Gillian Marsh speaking at the Sustainable Living Festival last month. This is the Radioactive Show's International Women's Day special edition on 3CR 8:55 AM. Next up, we have Vivian McKenzie.
Good afternoon, everybody. And I'd like to acknowledge that I'm standing on, as we say in our language, on the Mata Nuyura's Yarka, which means this is a different man's country I'm standing on. But today I come here, and you see that picture up there? That is called Hawkness Springs, which is right near my family's property, the Yatala properties in the Flinders Ranges, where they want to use this water for the waste dump. Now, it is a sacred site to women because it's a birthing site for women. And my family, my sisters with their grandchildren, and all the children, they go out there swimming. Kat's been out there, Dave's been out there, Mara's been out there. A lot of people have come out, and when you go out there, you feel the peace of the serenity of the land, of this beautiful Flinders Ranges, which they want to put a waste dump in. And the place where they want to put it is called Wallabadina Bandiuta, which is the Now it's of course called the Indidi dreaming, which is the, you know, the little willy wagtail.
Yeah.
My young sister that's really fighting for this waste dump, Regina, she was not here with us today, but she had to meet with the French delegation on Friday, her and my sister Heather, to go take them out here to let them see firsthand what they're trying to do to our country. And one of the things is, here we are once again, as Aboriginal people in the state of South Australia, we've got a double whammy on us. A national and an international waste dump being proposed on us. Now, we are still being abused, systemically abused by the government as people. We are a nation within a nation. And one of the things is, we aren't even recognised in this country. And we're still fighting for who we are and for our rights. And we're not going to give up. And I always say that to my sisters, never give up, because always everything is possible. And I believe in the Most High. And the Most High, this is his land. And he says, those who destroy the land will be destroyed with it. And that's what I believe. My mother, she was taken from her family. She's a Lurija, she's from Ayers Rock. She met my father, and she lived in the Flinders Ranges. And that's where we've got connection. And one of the things I always say to my brothers and sisters, we are privileged. Our mother comes from Ayers Rock, the monolith in the middle of the in the red centre. And our father comes from the Flinders Ranges, the beautiful icon of South Australia. Now, why would anyone, the state and federal government, want to put a waste dump in the Flinders Ranges and in South Australia? We're not a wasteland. We are a state. We are a state just like any other state. And they're saying that it's wasteland, and guess what? They're saying about Bandiwood as a wasteland because they're trying to say that no one lives there. We still practice our culture there. We still hunt and gather on this land. So that's not a wasteland. So Aboriginal people still hunt and gather. They do their storylines. My sisters, they did the storyline here along this Kungaputana, it's called. And they did it with the state government under heritage. And on our property, we've got an Indigenous protected area funded by the federal government. They've got double standards, both governments. They do an Indigenous protected area here. They do a storyline, which is the first in the country. And then they come along and they want to put a waste dump there. So where do we stand? Well, we're not going to give up. We're going to fight for this land. We're going to fight to get rid of both waste dumps. And I had the privilege to go and to speak to the citizens' jury in South Australia. And one of the things was, we went in there and we were the last group to go in. The Aboriginal people were the last to go in. And guess what? They gave us the ammunition to go in there because everybody else went and put their little pieces across. So in we went there, we absolutely nailed them. And then when we met Jay Weatherall, the Premier of South Australia, we went in there and met him. And I myself, I said to him, Jay, we've got one thing in common. You follow Port Power, so do I, but I've got nothing in common with you with the waste dump. So, you know, we have got to stand as people. We've got to stand as one, and I say it. All of us here today, every one of us, we are family. We are. Colours doesn't mean anything. Black, white, brindle, we are people. And we've got to treat each other decently, love and care for each other, but most of all, we've got to care for this land, because the land will look after us if we look after the land. And thank you for listening.
This is the Radioactive Show on 3CR, and we just heard from Vivian McKenzie speaking out against the nuclear waste dump. Next up, we'll hear from Levine McKenzie.
As I would say, the next generation, I've been watching my aunties and other elders in Ajumatna, in terms of Ajumatna standing up and really having a voice in relation to the protection of country. And I thought it was, I can no longer, as the next generation, stay silent and just watch the older people argue and really fight for what is important. I was also, you know, talking to my father, who always, I asked him, I said, Dad, do you believe in the waste dump? Do you think it's a good idea? And he said, why would you ask such a question? He said, you know, he said, my grandfather, which is my great-grandfather, which I never met, he spoke of the country, the Yatta. He spoke of the Mura, which is the story of the country. And he was shown, and he said, you know, that is, it's not a once-upon-a-time story. What you're getting, there's no ending, there's no the end. That story is what was passed down and told to me. It's what I tell to you, what your aunties, what your uncles tell of a story, and the importance of this. And when the French delegation came to, and I was at a meeting with them on Thursday in Hawker, which was about 50 degrees, and then coming here, wow. But they talked about how they see as what they talk all the time about the economic benefits. And they talked about the restoration of the buildings that they could have in the township. And I thanked them for their story, but I turned around and said, no amount of money can restore what my museum is. My museum doesn't have a wall. My museum is, I go out there, then I'm shown, this is what this is what that is. I said, but something comes in that is foreign to us, there's no replacing it. There is nothing like that. They actually got that, I was surprised, but they actually got that. Because I said, that's, for us is real. And I'm trying to get, like my son, to try and understand the importance of what it shouldn't have took me, like, well, I'm getting on with a bit of the older thing, but it shouldn't have taken me this long to see what is important. I've had it in my spirit all the time. You can't take that away from me. But in terms of getting out and having a voice and standing up for it, we need to get our young people, our next generation, not saying that, oh, it's not important to me now, because there mightn't be a tomorrow with what is becoming real. I've seen the damage that is being caused because of what the government is, the government's proposal, what it's doing to not only my family, but to the wider, to Adjumatna, to the community. It is the divisive way and the split. We got people, and Aunty Vivian just talked about Aunty Regina, who has been, you know, right up the front, and, you know, has been really speaking, but with, like, you know, right up being the voice. But the toll it's taking on her. When she was at that meeting on Thursday, she started to get the pains in her chest. And she said, you know, and she always says, I will not, I will fight to the end. But that's becoming a reality. That's what I'm seeing. That she said, I will continue, I will fight till the, if it kills me. And who's taking on that responsibility? All the government thinks it's money. But that's the blood, very blood that is running through, the blood that's running through her system is running through mine. But the government don't care. So, you know, I think that, like me, I have a responsibility to stand beside her and walk that same walk. Not as of only her and Aunty Vivian and Gillian, but their mothers and fathers. And what we say is us as an Aboriginal or Adjumatna to stand up and say, that this isn't going to come. Because there's a lot of story. When we look at that, that's just not a pretty picture. Well, it is a pretty picture. But there's a lot of story just there. And we know it. We know that story. I'll wrap up with this one. I was cruising in a car after we were talking to some people in relation to the story of this place. And we were cruising back, and there was my 12-year-old nephew sitting in the car, and then we seen the kangaroos jumping and the birds coming out as we were going just past this on a plane, just past it. And then he looked and he said, Auntie and Mum, what's going to happen to them? Who's going to protect them? Where can I go and swim if something happens with this place? I have always come here. Why can't my grandchildren be here? And this is a 13-year-old boy saying that. And it just really tore me apart to think. He said, Nana told me the stories. Appa told me the stories. I want to be able to tell the stories and let my grandchildren feel that. And there was a silence in the car because that became a reality. Because that reality we're about fighting. And he, believe you me, he's up there walking. He's out there walking because he knows the important, how important this place is to us.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to say something to follow on from what Levine raised. And, you know, when I look at that alley up there, I think, Nanga Punga Puruna. I feel very sorry for our country. Nanga Punga Puruna. But Nanga Yura and Wudnu too. I feel sorry for the people, for the white people and the Aboriginal people. Because, you know, that Yarta, it's not just our family, and we do see this. This Yarta is our family. But what's happening to us and what's happening to everyone in the communities up there? Unaikan, we're getting torn apart. We're tearing each other apart. Yabmi and Angu, we're fighting and arguing with each other all the time when we shouldn't be. And it's all because our Yarta's being torn apart. And now they want to do even more damage. So my message is that, you know, we're not just, you know, by letting the federal government and the state government do what they're proposing to do, we're not just tearing ourselves apart, but we're tearing the Yarta, which is part of our family too. We're tearing our family apart over and over again. We've got to stop doing it as a nation. It's our ngami. That Yarta is our ngami, our mother.
You're listening to 3CR, and today we've dedicated 24 hours to celebrating International Women's Day and all the struggles and successes of women being bold for change. There is a long, hard struggle to be faced, and there are countless unpaid years of work that women have undertaken for the love of the land, people, water, and life for future generations. I hope you feel inspired to support them in some way. And to connect with the campaign, you can go to the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance website, that's anfa.org.au, or nodumpalliance.org.au. On Facebook, you can find Fight to Stop Nuclear Waste Dump in Flinders Ranges, SA, or the Flinders Local Action Group, FLAG. If you're in Melbourne, you can join with Friends of the Earth's ACE Nuclear Free campaign by emailing ace@foe.org.au. Thanks to Regina, Vivian and Levine McKenzie, and Enos and Gillian Marsh for sharing their stories, and to Jem Romald for the exposure recordings and Mara Bonacci for the Sustainable Living Festival recordings. And the Radioactive Show was recorded in the studios of 3CR Melbourne on Wurundjeri Country, Fitzroy, Victoria. If you want to hear more news and views on nuclear peace and energy issues, you can listen to our podcast on 3cr.org.au/radioactive. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the rest of the day.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.